business side of Bon Jovi, mm-hmm. in the sense of where he wanted to go. Our visions were the same. So, and he was going to work, and he was going to happen
mm-hmm.
if it killed both of us.
Wow.
You know, so even though he didn't have instant success like Motley Crue did.
Sure.
You know, or Scorpions or, you know, or Skid Row or those. He was determined to work. And some pretty hard situations. I mean, he'd lost his girlfriend of, you know, from high school, which was pretty devastating to him.
Mm-hmm.
He later, you know, married her. But the whole road was a pretty hard trip for him for a couple of years before Slippery.
Sure.
And then he just went in to make a fun record, and it was one of those things that the stars were aligned.
Wow.
You know? Johnny was ready to go. He was at his finest mentally, physically. Richie and him were, and the band were as tight as it can be. They had played 500 shows around the world. And the next thing you know, they were the biggest band in the world.
He's known as being one of the hardest working guys ever in the music business. Is that accurate?
I would say he's right there.
Wow.
He's right there. If anybody works any harder, then they get no sleep at all.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's amazing. And then it was in the, I mean, I wish we had so much more time. It was in the mid-90s, somehow, you picked up the band Kiss, which today is still absolutely incredible. Your work with Gene Simmons.
Yeah, they're awesome to work with.
What's that like? My understanding is that Gene and Paul Stanley were brilliant business guys behind the scenes and just put this thing together, and somehow you picked them up right along the way.
That's pretty much it. I mean, those guys are very smart guys.
Mm.
And again, I think it was just my craziness and my sense of overdoing everything. It was a match made in heaven, and I couldn't ask to work with better partners than Gene and Paul, I can tell you that.
With Gene's a television program, was that your concoction? Did you come up with that?
No, that's all Gene.
Unbelievable.
Gene comes up, he comes up with more stuff. And he is relentless, this guy. You talk about a hard worker.
Really?
He's right there. He's always on it.
You know,
he's always on it. Paul's got a huge, huge art career.
I heard.
Yeah, he only started a couple of years ago.
I heard he made a couple million last year to sign over.
Absolutely. He's going to make more than that this year.
Unbelievable. I got to get him on the show sometime, one of these
days. He's a very interesting guy.
Yeah, and the one thing I want to credit that my understanding and the people that I know that know Gene really well, Gene never, ever tolerated drugs in his band.
No.
Never.
Not with anybody.
Right.
He doesn't like smoking. He won't let anybody smoke around him. He doesn't like anybody drinking. You know, there's no alcohol, and he's not an evangelist. You can do whatever
sure.
you want to.
Not around him.
He just doesn't want it around him.
And he's a good family man, isn't he?
Great father. Great father, you know, great partner with Shannon. And Paul is like the best parent. That's what he'll probably get, you know, if they had an award for best parent. Paul and Aaron would probably get it.
Is there a greatest single lesson that you've learned that you want to share with our young people listening today that are going to go into business?
You know, I think, I don't know if it's a single greatest lesson, but again, I think it goes, don't think you know what you're doing.
Mm.
When you think you know what you're doing, duck.
Wow.
So listen to everybody and you'll gain knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about you, it's about the other people. If you want to be in the music business,
yes,
it's the music business.
Mm-hmm.
Get in a van with a band and go around the United States for 1 year trying to make it.
Mm.
And if you can stomach that, then come and see us.
It's true. People couldn't envision how difficult that is.
Yeah, that's a tough gig to get out there and sleep on floors and all the rest of the stuff. But
wow.
That's what it really takes. It takes that dedication of 24/7.
Well, Doc, I wish I had 24/7 to talk with you because this show went so quickly. You're an awesome guest. I hope someday you'll rejoin us when you get a break.
Absolutely. You let me know. I'd be happy to. Sure.
I also want to thank Melissa Madden is her last name, correct?
Yes. My sister for 20-some years now.
Well, I'll tell you, she's an awesome executive. Spoke to her on the phone. She was great. And our friend Leah McAlpine. And also, folks, the team here at Legends of Success. I'm Michael Parks, producer Lori Gunder, and each and every week, my best friend, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick, you've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks open way down on Wall Street this morning as trade tensions with China heat up again. The Trump administration seeking trade concessions from China and proposing a 25% tariff on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross says it's got to be done.
The president ultimately wants less tariffs, less non-tariff trade barriers, the whole nine yards. But to get there, we have to make it more painful for them to continue these bad practices.
He was speaking on Fox Business Network. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary panel say a massive number of documents on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh are being made available for review. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley saying it should be more than enough to satisfy Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
As Vice President Mike Pence meets the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War as they're returned to the United States yesterday, he declares,
"Our work will not be complete until all our fallen heroes are accounted for and home."
Since their arrival in Hawaii yesterday, they've now been sent on for DNA testing. The Transportation Security Administration considering ending passenger screenings at more than 150 small and medium-sized airports to save money. A federal appeals court rules the Trump administration's threat to block so-called sanctuary cities from getting federal grants is unconstitutional. Border wall prototypes are being delayed a bit in San Diego. Customs and Border Protection saying yesterday they were supposed to be built in June, but it looks like they're going to be delayed until winter now because of the bidding process. The Trump administration saying The prototypes will probably be delayed until November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
USC's head coach Clay Helton saying O.J. Simpson will not be welcome at football practices there, even though he will soon be a free man. Helton reiterated the university's position yesterday at Pac-12 Media Days in L.A. When asked if the former Heisman Trophy winner would be welcome at practice, Helton said the administration and the athletic department do not want Simpson to be part of any of their functions. Today is the 100th anniversary of what was called the Silent Parade, an important event in the history of civil rights in America. Mark Mayfield shares that story.
On July the 28th, 1917, 10,000 African-American men, women, and children marched silently down New York's Fifth Avenue to protest violence against black people. Women and children dressed in white and men dressed in black. The parade followed riots in East St. Louis, Illinois, where as many as 250 black people were killed by white mobs in May and July. Today's Google Doodle commemorates the silent parade.
And a 9-year-old Massachusetts boy is looking at breaking and entering charges because Amazon's Alexa recorded his voice during a break-in. Reports are Alexa captured the boy's voice from an Echo device that he'd stolen from a neighbor's home recently. The neighbor telling the Gloucester police that an audio clip on her phone that was recorded by Alexa sounds a lot like her neighbor's son. Police say the boy initially denied it, but then eventually confessed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
It is 9:05. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, 71 degrees. It's overcast skies. We have a 70% chance of precipitation today. The weather forecast is a mouthful, so buckle up. Partly sunny, widespread, dense fog this morning. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Visibility is 1/4 mile or less at times this morning, and highs in the lower 80s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 20%. Showers likely this evening with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall after midnight. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Rain likely tomorrow. Rain may be heavy at times, but not as warm with highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain 70%. Partly sunny and a chance of showers in the morning on Sunday. Then it'll be a little bit of a clearing. Chance of rain is only 30%. And then it's all cleared up, but the balloon festival will be over by then. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s on Monday. First day of August, mostly sunny, mid-80s. Sunny and highs in the mid-80s on Wednesday, August 2nd. When have you ever heard of mid-80s in August? Temperatures in the area, 71 in Raritan, 73 in Kingwood, 73.5 in Frenchtown. 77 in Lebanon. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. I have the expert, the queen, Protocol School of New Jersey, Maria K. Joyce is with me. She's an etiquette coach, hospitality trainer, and I'm looking forward to talking with her about cell phone etiquette and so much more. So welcome to the show, Maria. This is awesome. We met long ago. We talked about it. And then we had our little chat over the phone, and it's like I've known you forever. So welcome to the show. This is so great to have you here with your expertise. Thank you. Come on and introduce yourself and say hello.
Thank you, Chris. My goodness, it is so exciting to be here at Huntington Chambers' new offices.
Yeah,
when you told me to drive down the street in beautiful Flemington and look for the beautiful yellow house with Greek columns, you weren't kidding.
No, it's...
Those are some magnificent, huge, beautiful columns.
Yes.
I am so honored to be back here with Huntington Chamber again. This is my second opportunity to be on air, my first time with you. In fact, Chris, when you talk about how we have history together...
Right.
I had one or two of your children.
That's right.
Yes, at Raritan Valley Community College.
That's right. That's right.
In an etiquette training program.
And you you accepted us as parents for the first half hour and then promptly ushered us out.
You remember that so well. In fact, I love to get the expectations out there, and I say gently, and I coach you a bit before I escort you out. I say, oh, tell me. You know, what did you bring your beautiful child here to me this week for?
Right.
What are you looking for me to change? And then before I let you parents one by one tell me what you'd like to change about your child, I always say, let's remember the power of positive communication.
Sure.
Like, don't ruin their reputation. Don't, like, tell me something good. You know?
So one of the interesting things about that, Tanya talks about that class. It's got to be 6 years or something like that.
Yes.
Now, she still talks about the class. Some of the children are led to that class, it's like going to the gallows. It's like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to. But you engage them so quickly, and show them what, and then it becomes a pride moment, which is pretty cool. It's a transformation that you can just see right off the bat in the classroom. Really neat.
That's so lovely. You're exactly right. In fact, I remember one young man years ago, where were we? In Seabright at a restaurant, and his father came in holding his khaki slacks in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear him telling my assistant something in the back of the room. We had already begun for our day-long etiquette training program. And he's back there, you know, swinging his khaki pants in his arm, in his hands, and saying, I can't get my teenage son out of the car. And so I stopped the class because I looked at, you know, all the teenagers sitting before me, and, you know, none of them are happy. No one's ever happy when they've been exiled to etiquette training, whether they're a waiter sitting, you know, for hospitality training, or whether they're in corporate America getting the modern executive training. Nobody's happy. And so I quickly went back and I said, do me a favor. I don't really care if he's dressed for success with his khaki pants. Just go out there, convince him to come in, let him meet me, and if he feels like staying, let him stay. Otherwise, don't torture him.
Right.
And you know that that young man, at the end of the day, 6 hours later, when his mom came to collect him, she immediately came to me and she said, did he have his head down? Was he crying? And he was 16 years old. Was he crying all day? I said, you know, once he started talking, he took over the class. He's right. A born communicator. And so it's very exciting. And really, you know, our children today are hungry for the storytelling that we grew up hearing and that generations of people grew up. We used to live. I grew up in a household, Chris, with three Georges. I'm a little Greek girl, so I had my Papu George that lived upstairs. I had my dad that was George. I had my little brother that was George. And so we knew how to roll. We right. knew what the expectations were. We knew what the rules were. And today, you know, I have family that lives in five different continents. And it is the cell phone use and the technology that's brought us together.
Yes, and that's wonderful. But we've also lost our minds in using it.
We've lost our minds, Chris. And it was interesting. I'm a great researcher, and I know you want me to tell you who I am a bit, and I'm going to.
Okay.
But this interesting fact, in fact, my daughter added to this story that I was telling her the other day. Do you know, for instance, that our techies out in Silicon Valley, the ones who are designing the apps for the phones and the computers and everything, they actually are creating those apps to suck us in, to cause that anxiety, to cause that impulsivity and everything that we have.
That's
in
correct.
Fact, I like to tell the story in whatever training I'm doing that while I'm talking to you, my audience, I've got three cell phones, an iPad, and a laptop, and I'm dying to check, dying to check, you know, and to silence everything, and it makes us crazy because we're so used to our dings.
Yeah.
And that obsessive behavior that the cell phone especially has created in our life is cause for major concern socially and professionally.
Right.
So, who am I? You want to
know you?
Who I am.
Who are you, and how did you evolve to be a fairly unique profession?
Thank you.
Helping us understand our behaviors and how they are affecting us professionally and personally.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm going to try to tell you. Just like when I was on the air with Jeannie Murphy, she asked me that question, and I get teared up. I'm a little Midwestern girl. I come from Akron, Ohio, and LeBron James territory.
Oh, okay.
In fact, my brother and family live, very close to him, and I'm from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I was picked up by a New Jerseyan decades ago, and so that's what brought me to New Jersey. And even still today, it's so interesting, Chris, that people see me a little bit as a unique individual. In fact, my daughter will say that at times. You know, Mom, you're a little unique. You know, like, why do you drive down the street with a smile on your face? And, like, you look to the left and right, and you always have a smile. It's like, because I'm trying to prevent an accident. I'm trying to make friends. As I did this morning on 287. Right. The hostility on the road is outrageous.
Yeah.
So I came to New Jersey, and things were very rough and tumble.
Right.
And are very densely populated.
Must have been a culture shock for you. New Jersey and Ohio are a little bit different.
Very different.
And you're in the eastern part of Jersey, which, now you're getting closer to Manhattan, and there's still that Jersey-itis, that Jersey twang that goes on, and...
Yes.
It's all about me type thing.
Absolutely, and it's so different. Red Bank area along the Jersey Shore and just a half hour north, things are very different. You see it, in the stores. You see it on the road. When we go into Ocean County and do programming down that way, again, that's a much slower paced, this and that.
Yep.
But so in asking who I am, I come from a big, fat Greek family. I have 100,000 cousins everywhere in the world, first, second, third, and on and on. And my mother worked for the American government, picked up my father in Cairo, Egypt,
Wow.
My dad was working as the manager of the airport at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine Chris as a little girl, as a firstborn, sitting at my table and listening to the stories that my parents shared morning, noon, and night because of their travels, because of their experiences.
Right.
And it was interesting when I was preparing yesterday for telling you who I am, it was the first time I realized that both of my parents were firstborns.
Oh, okay.
As I was, which is quite significant,
mm-hmm.
because we firstborns are known for taking charge, being the experts, yep. telling people what to do, that kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
And so a natural progression for me. As a child, I would work in my uncle's office, doing paperwork, answering the phone.
Now, where was that?
That was Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio, and, okay.
And uncles had restaurants, businesses,
mm-hmm.
Farms,
right.
where we boarded horses and took care of the horses. And so my background as a teenager was Red Cross volunteer work, United Way. My heart really was social work, yet I worked for my aunt at a beautiful boutique that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And I really learned my principles of business. So, for instance, I was thinking about my Aunt Elaine last night when I was thinking about who I was.
Right.
When we were selling back in the day, you know, $120 purses in Akron, Ohio, in a boutique,
yeah.
when she would walk in, and if any of us were standing in a cluster or not right next to a client, or if we weren't straightening things up, my goodness, she'd come right away and almost like want to pick you up and throw you across the
right.
room to get in front of them.
Sure.
So customer service, mm-hmm. proper etiquette, global etiquette. My mother had traveled a million countries of the world working for the
now
United States
government.
You said government.
You have been in 65, is that right? 65 countries?
My mother, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was quite an accomplishment
yeah.
for a Greek-American who went to kindergarten not speaking English,
wow.
who disobeyed her father by getting educated
uh-huh.
and going off into the world and you know, bringing a husband home from a foreign country.
Sure.
Very interesting. And my mother, once she got married and settled down, she was a Spanish, Latin, and French teacher.
Mm.
So I would go to bed, Chris, at night, hearing the records playing as she was practicing her Espanol for students the next day.
Right.
So in addition to the retail background, the nonprofit background that I was attracted to as a teenager working in nursing homes and,
mm-hmm.
and blood drives and things, it was very interesting, the exposure.
Yeah.
The exposure and the excitement that we always felt as a family in terms of cultures, diversity. I can remember when Taco Bell first came to Akron, Ohio.
Wow.
My mom drove us, you know, 45 minutes away because
mm-hmm.
we had to go and enjoy the Mexican food. That was the closest we could get to Mexican. We'd also drive far away for Italian food. We'd drive far away for Indian food.
Yeah.
So, hence this little social worker,
right.
this special education teacher, this young professional that worked for many years at three different stores at one time. She morphed after graduation into corporate trainer.
Yep.
So at 22 years old, it was so exciting. I filled conference room with 45 women, and I was teaching future women workshops at that time. And I was hired by banks, department stores to come in to be their mystery shopper,
uh-huh.
and then to determine what kind of training their staff needed.
Neat. Neat.
And
did you absorb this by observation, assimilate it by observation, or was somebody laying out these things for you, as in terms of the outspoken what the rules should be?
so exciting. Mom, since she had so much expertise, I was the firstborn. I was an only child for 8 years.
Right.
That meant that I ran with the adults. I ran with my big, fat Greek family. And so, yes, my educator mom, I can, you know, distinctly remember driving up the circular driveway at my Uncle Andy's house. And as we were arriving, she would tell me, remember how to extend your hand. Remember how to keep the napkin on your lap.
Wow.
Remember only to help yourself to 1-2 servings at a time. Don't go back for seconds. So, yes, Mom was coaching me. And imagine, Mom passed away before she knew that I became Miss Manners, if you will.
Cool.
You know.
Very cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Maria Joyce, and she is Protocol School of New Jersey. She's an etiquette, leadership, and hospitality trainer, and we're going to be right back and talk about cell phone etiquette right after this.
But now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, red jean skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunter County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Maria Joyce is with me, and she is here to talk about cell phone etiquette. And we're talking about it's July is Cell Phone Etiquette Month, and I was, like I said, talking to Mike, and so many other people say this, Maria. Somehow, some way, we've lost sight of the fact that when we grab that phone, we are taking a personal affront to everybody else and saying, my call, my conversation, what I need to do right now in this particular moment is more important than anything else out there. Some scientists are saying it's because there's endorphins that are running because we have to have that connection. But I can't use that as a complete excuse. I got to say to people, you got to be aware of what else is going on with regard to how you appear and what you appear like when you do that. So you said you had something you wanted to read. So why don't we start with that, and then we'll delve into what people look like and how we need to get this resolved.
Yes, as we celebrate, and we're in the last few days of July, celebrating Cell Phone Courtesy Month. In fact, my colleague, Jacqueline Whitmore, of the Protocol School of Palm Beach, she's actually the one who coined that terminology. In fact, I appeared on her behalf on Good Morning America show some years back with Bobby Flay.
Oh, so this isn't your biggest radio stint, your biggest media stint. I feel slighted already.
Absolutely not. In fact, you know, Chris, when you said that I had something to read, what I wanted to tell you, because when you talk about being the expert and being the etiquette consultant,
right.
I found it so sweet when you first sent me your email,
yeah.
And you said, you know, dear Ms. Joyce, because I addressed you as Mr. Bianco,
right?
Because proper etiquette states you're formal in business until you're given permission to first name basis. You said your stature as an etiquette expert compels me to write in a formal manner.
That's right.
And I have slight anxiety that I'll probably not meet your standards.
That's correct.
And so when we talk about you are what you text,
yep.
which is what we've titled today's conversation, absolutely we are what we text. We teach everyone with every word who we are. We teach them whether we're an assertive communicator, whether we are a passive communicator, an aggressive one, or a passive-aggressive one.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we're hanging out our dirty laundry in terms of dysfunctional and kind of addictive
yep.
behaviors. And when you say you're not quite sure why it is that, like, we turn into raving maniacs on our cell phones and we order people around and we tell people off, we do so because we're kind of hidden, we're behind the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like online and our techno etiquette that, you know, we're trying to teach our children and young professionals and millennials how they must communicate in the world. And when we talk about you are what you text, I have to tell you, for instance, as an etiquette consultant with staff that works for me, that in these years, Chris, we have thrown away clients of many years.
Yep.
One of 14 years, another one that was a very large contract, and we disassociated ourselves with them. We thank them very much. However, our standards, we can't be part of this. And all of that disconnection occurred with texts and with emails. Hostility, for instance. We would send a complete email that they required, and maybe they'd send back, yep, huh, no. And we couldn't get them on the phone.
Right.
Yet we were in front of tons of their clients, and so it was so important for us to communicate. The first rule of etiquette, which is a French word, and what it literally means is don't step on my grass.
Oh, okay.
And the first rule of etiquette is you don't tell other people what to do. We parents, we bosses, teachers can tell others what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, and oh my goodness, I'm going to get myself in trouble. I don't think Jan is listening. But my dear friend Jan,
mm-hmm.
will text me during a business day when I'm doing a summer camp or doing a radio program, and she'll say, look this up for me, or how do I do this? And if I don't answer her immediately, in fact, your daughter might have been in the audience when everything is silenced, but to have a little fun with the kids and to see that, you know, we all have the same issues,
right.
I would show, look at this text on this phone. When she didn't get me on this line, she called the business line. When she didn't do that, she's on the iPad with an email.
Yeah.
So, yes, we thought the me generation existed decades ago. However, it's 65% of our workplace is made up of millennials.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole lot of miscommunication going on because of the intergenerational issues,
yep.
because of the gender issues. For instance, again, I bet you my little brother might be listening this morning, but late last night I sent him a lovely text reminding him that I'm going to be on the radio today. And so I, you know, as a female, we speak and we text three times the volume that you gentlemen communicate.
Right.
So this morning, first thing, comes a thumbs up, like cool.
Yep.
And so when we get hostile, when we get confused, when we get demanding, when we begin ruining our reputation because we're not clear and we're not concise and we don't know who our audience is, that's where the research comes in, Chris.
Yep.
For instance, when I'm dealing with a male client, I know he just wants a few sentences. He doesn't want 21,000 words that I speak a day. He only wants 7,000.
So there's a great, great tip right there. You have to know, as you said before, your audience, which might just be one person. But you have to retool who you are to that person. You have to meet their expectations.
You have to meet their expectations. And as we said, it depends on their age.
Yep.
It depends on their race. It depends on their ethnic background. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of variables.
Neat.
And so when you said, oh, how many countries? Your mom has been to so many countries. I believe I'm up to 28, 29.
Okay.
In fact, I'm off again in September to a few more countries. And yesterday, for instance, I got a lovely email from a client who I thought was in New York City, but the home office is in Dubai. And so when I went to, I saw his beautiful email, and I thought, oh, this is going to take too much to answer him.
Right.
Let's get to the root, just like I did with you. Let's talk.
Right.
Let's talk so I can hear the emotion, the passion, what you're looking for. I go and I see, oh, that phone number is in Dubai.
Wow.
So that required me now to go back to my emailing and to communicate who I was concisely, quickly, and what I'd like to do with him and for him.
So a lot of things that you're going through to figure out and funnel in exactly how you're trying to present yourself to this person.
And that's what we must do every day.
Right.
I have a cousin that works for a major corporation, and how interesting she was when I said, tell me about texting in mm-hmm. corporate America when you're a salesperson, you're on the road. She says, well, you know, in today's quick business world, there's no time for emails even.
Right.
And so texting is the thing to do. And I said, oh, my gosh, how is that? She says, well, it takes thought and intent to really word your texts properly when you're communicating with a boss and a client
mm-hmm.
and coworkers. Again, good manners is you can't tell your boss what to do. You can't tell your client what to do. You have to begin with I statements.
Right.
I statements are very lovely. To say, I'm headed to Chicago. Would you like to join me? That feels not so demanding. That feels not so disappointing. And so we truly have to step back. And the old adage is, if you don't have something good to say, don't say it.
Right.
The positive has to come out first, even if you have to have some negative stuff in there.
Yeah, see if you can sandwich that in.
Yeah, but if you start positive,
yep,
and then you bring up the other stuff after that, because as human beings, Chris, what we note in a text is basically the first statement and the last. And all the other stuff is all kinds of details.
Yep. Hence sandwiching it in. That's exactly it. In music, we do the same thing. I tell everybody when you're doing a performance, if you can get the first phrase right and you get the last phrase right and the last and the ending right, nobody will know what happened in between.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And so when we text with human beings, whether it's to our families, socially, professionally,
yep,
we must be grateful communicators. We've got to be gracious. And the word that I love to use, Chris, is we've got to have some charisma in order to excite people,
sure,
to invite people, to want them to do business with us. We've got to be charismatic.
Right.
And charisma is really about speaking other people's languages.
But Maria, here's the thing that I think flipped on everybody, mm-hmm, and maybe I'm missing it, and maybe you can confirm it or deny it. So we got our cell phones, right? And one of the first things that happens with our cell phones and the texting is, or email, is when you send an email, by default, is please excuse my typos. So we've made the assumption that it's okay for me to be crass, less detail oriented. Excuse me for being me because I'm using this technology. We've had phones for years. When did it flip on us? And why do we assume that now it's okay for you as the receiver of my text to deal with the way I want to present myself, as opposed to your advice, which is get to know who you're trying to present to and make sure that you're meeting their expectations? It's turned on its head.
It's turned on its head. And, Chris, something that you don't know about the Protocol School of New Jersey is we have been teaching Learn to Flirt programs.
Learn to Flirt?
Yes, for our 15 years that we've been in business.
Okay.
And we teach young, middle, and older people how to turn on the charm.
Okay.
Whether it's with a spouse or a new girlfriend, this and that. And so when we talk about typos and this and that, oh my gosh, that's another level of how suitors, how daters,
mm-hmm,
are judging.
Sure.
So for instance, gosh, I don't think I've ever shared this. I'm single these years.
Okay.
And so, for instance, if I get a text from someone that I've met, or maybe I'm on a dating site,
mm-hmm,
and they text me, if there are things that are misspelled, if grammar is misused, it's like, ding, on to the next one, on to the next one.
Well, you must be flying through now. It must look like the government debt for you.
So it's not a matter. In fact, you see me today. I'm not here dressed on this beautiful sunny afternoon as an etiquette consultant with my suit and my pearls on.
Right.
I've got white jeans on, a little off-the-shoulder top. Perfection in terms of etiquette,
mm-hmm,
is knowing what the rules are and knowing what your goal is,
right,
what you're trying to accomplish in that text,
mm-hmm,
and what is your best way to get what you need from that other human being, whether it's a client or whether it's a new friend or a family member.
So you're essentially saying to me it's a sacrifice on your part, mm-hmm, because you have an end game in mind.
Yes.
So don't bully yourself into the situation. Sweet talk it a little bit so you get what your eventual outcome is, what your eventual expectation is.
Absolutely. Ask the right questions, stay in control, choose your words carefully,
mm-hmm,
before we should text. I know that professionally I tell my clients, don't send that email if you can right away. Sit on it overnight,
yep,
especially if you have a hostile, confused, unexperienced, forgive me, uneducated and untrained ear on the other side.
All right, so then there's this silence, right, that's out there in that particular case. Is it best to just send out a note that says, I'm going to give you a detailed response. I will give it to you tomorrow.
Yes.
So they're not sitting there stewing about it for 24 hours?
Yes, because absolutely when we are rude, in fact, we don't know. I have a dear cousin. If she and I text each other, we're both so polite and mindful with each other that we don't know when to stop the train of texts.
Right.
And so like you said, you can easily say, thank you so much for this most detailed email. I look forward to answering your questions first thing tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And that is very helpful. You know a persona by text. Mm-hmm. You know all about someone by the way they text. Yep. You can tell how impulsive they are. You can tell how judgmental they are. You can tell whether they're a positive thinker, a negative thinker. And our texting behavior is cause for concern. It is costing employers millions of dollars. Number one, because we business owners, I don't, but we business owners, many business owners, are allowing their staff and their employees to hold their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
I went into a restaurant last night with my daughter. Hostess had the cell phone out and was busy texting, never looked up, never greeted us.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you asked me initially, tell me, Maria, what do you think about the future of the workplace, the future of the family place? It is rather bleak at this time.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter just graduated law school. She's going to be a family
law attorney.
My goodness. And
very cool.
You know, our
now that's a whole nother conversation right there, because you there's law etiquette, and now we got the queen of business etiquette. The two of you must have a great conversation.
We do, and she's got her MSW at the same time, so she's a third generation social worker along with my mom and I. And it's so interesting, and so like we study human behavior, and it's so interesting, and the challenge is, as individuals, Chris, is not only to study everyone else, but that means we need to look inside ourselves and see how we need to clean up our act, how people see us.
Right.
And so it is cause for divorce. It is cause for breakups. It is cause for losing your job, cell phone courtesy. Our millennials, they speak in one-word answers, so that informality, we as boomers see it as very disrespectful. We see it as them being very disengaged. We see them as being just very unprofessional. And if our millennials are making up now, by 2020, 65% of our workforce, we have a lot of training to do. Yet, as you said to me when I first arrived today, like, how is anyone supposed to know this stuff?
Yep.
Well, internet, and there's so much that we can learn online by Googling our problems and coming up with wonderful ways to learn how not to be an arrogant texter and how not to be negative and act like we're victims because people are having their way with us by text.
Sure.
So that's really what Cell Phone Courtesy Month was designed to do, was to draw our attention to how our world has changed because of our cell phone obsession and our standards and our practices. My daughter will come home sometime and she'll say, Mom, I was out to eat and it was so sad. I look around at the restaurant and the parents and the toddlers are on their cell phones and yep. texting, and nobody's communicating.
Nope.
Yes.
Well, I submit that I believe people don't know. They don't see the tie-in between their behavior and how the cell phone has created that behavior. And they don't understand how they've become the victim, and that's the cause, the root cause. They just simply look at the symptom of the cause. So we're going to talk with Maria Joyce a little bit about how you can get in touch with her and find out more about our programs and services and see if you want to get your cell phone courtesy behavior changed. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamber.com. Maria Joyce is with me. She is part of Protocol School of New Jersey. And Maria, before we get into one final set of tips and advice, quickly give your contact information and the services that you've let us in on some couple of hints, but give us the menu of all the things that you focus on for people.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for asking. So interesting. As a corporate training firm specializing in etiquette, we have been finding these years that everything is in-house. We used to do publicly advertised programming, professional dining etiquette, dining etiquette for children, and now everything is done by nonprofits, our universities, our colleges, our corporations.
Right.
And so what we do, for instance, just like when your child was at Raritan Valley Community College, oftentimes after 5 days or even after 4 weeks of various camps, parents are saying, we need some parental coaching here, come to our home. So we're doing a lot of private executive coaching, if you will, in homes, trying to change behavior. Oftentimes, you know, as we said during break, the behavior of our organization, whether it's our family or our company, begins at the top. Mm. And so, for instance,
okie doke. Good afternoon, Hunterdon. Let me tell you a little bit about your weather.